I'm an 80s baby, so I grew up with daytime TV. I mean, that was part of my childhood. My grandma watched, my mom watched. And then into my teens, and even while I was in college, I was still watching a little bit. But the genre itself, I find, on television is starting to fade away a little bit. I know my favorite show went off the air, and I was pretty devastated, and I haven't really watched anything religiously ever since. So is that one of the reasons you started this project?
Pretty much. I've been in soaps. Talk about having that much in common. When I was in high school, I just kept on saying, I'm going to get a job at All My Children. And all my friends thought I was crazy. And I was lucky enough to be there for 11 and a half years right out of college. I mean, this was always my obsession. So I've truly have worked, you know, on several shows, One Life to Live, All My Children, As the World Turns, General Hospital, now Days of Our Lives. So the stories that were created, primarily I did this in the beginning because we just had such great stories. And yeah, I always said what happens behind the camera is so much more interesting sometimes than the stories we're telling, because there's always this drama and who's not talking to whom and who's hooking up with whom. So it's really its own beast because you're working with the same people day in, day out. By the time it got to actualization, the shows were dying. I mean, when I started, the shows were in their heyday. So it was not my intention, but then it became more of a passion project in the sense that the genre is still alive. The way it's being shown, told, may not be so relevant anymore because the audience is, you know, we're busy now. We're not at home watching TV, like you said, with your mom and your grandma. Moms and grandmas really aren't home. Yeah. So it's become this. So I'm happy that the timing of it at least is a little significant, if that makes sense.
Yep. So there is that niche audience that still wants to see these shows. So do you think you see it going in this direction? Is online and is a web series the best way to go for people that still have that passion for daytime and soap opera television?
I do believe that there is a passionate fan base. There's such brand recognition. In terms of the genre, we've been watching soaps on primetime for a very long time. We just don't call them that because Grey's Anatomy is a soap and Scandal is a soap. And they're all soaps to some extent, or a lot of them are. Obviously, Game of Thrones is not considered a soap, but that yearning for that kind of storytelling is there. It's just shot differently, and it's just you see it once a week. So it, in terms of daytime itself, I believe that online viewing will be what we all do within the next decade, and I don't even know if it will reach that point that long. Yeah. So I just think that, yes, I think more and more people are going online for content, mainstream content, so to look for something that is niche for them, that is the best place for it. It's accessible. You watch on your own terms, on your own timeline. You don't have to wait at 8 o'clock and put on ABC because the show is airing now. So I do think that we are starting to see that evolution, and it will be more and more relevant as time goes by.
I think one of the most fascinating things about soap operas is how everybody is so intertwined. Maybe they've been married, they've been divorced, they're married for a second, third time. And then you have children and stepchildren and children you didn't know existed. And everybody just has a relationship with everybody. And you need excellent writing to be able to do that. That's what's so special, at least in my opinion, about this genre. What can you tell me about the writing for Tainted Dreams?
Well, I was lucky enough at the time. I knew the stories I wanted to tell. I had been formulating them for quite some time. And I just needed to put them on paper. So I hired one script writer, and I would give her breakdowns, and that's what we do in the soaps. You receive a breakdown, which is basically a 13-page document of every episode. Then it goes off to the script writer, and they put the dialogue. So I wrote the breakdowns of what I wanted each episode to have, and this other writer did the scripts for me. And she and I talked quite a bit because it's exactly what you're saying. They are intertwined. It has to be for a reason and not just for the sake of being intertwined. So as far as the we wrote a two-pronger because the show is about a soap within a soap. Yep. So we spent just as much time sometimes saying, well, what's the soap story going to be? And then how does that relate to how the characters are all intertwined? And I hope we did a decent job, but I do feel that is one of the things that makes soap stand out. The fact that everybody knows everybody. Everybody has something to do with someone else, so they all come together pretty seamlessly.
And of course, I have to ask about your cast. I look at this list and it's the who's who of daytime, a lot of Emmy Award winners. How did this all come to be and how did everybody come together?
I was so lucky because I have, and I'm not just saying this, the best cast ever. And there are still other people that I would love to work with. I've been doing this for a really long time. So, you know, you develop personal relationships with everyone. And I think most of my close friends, and some of them are cast members, know that I'm a little crazy. So when I went to them, they just kind of were like, wow. And the more we spoke, I mean, some were like, I don't even need to read something. Let's do it. Let's have fun. And some were like, yeah, let me see what you have. And then they got on board. So it was a year's worth of, because I was very specific about who I wanted. And I really created the characters with those particular actors in mind. At least a lot of those characters were. So I was thrilled that most of them jumped on board pretty seamlessly. A couple I didn't know. I had never met Natalia or Alicia or Bobby. And I was introduced to them with friends. They started on All My Children when I just left and gone on to One Life. But we all kind of know everybody. Yeah. And when we met, they're like, we kept on hearing your name forever. And I'm like, yeah, because it's such a small little community. And I feel like I've known them forever. And we joke all the time. You know, when I met Alicia, Makai, we just met. Are you okay with playing me? Because I wrote this character with you in my head, and we had never even met. So that was a little rare exception, because I just was hoping that she'd say yes. And I'm like, oh, she says no, I don't even know who else to play this role.
So the premise of the series, you've got this soap within a soap. Was that your idea from the get-go?
Pretty much. They say you write what you know. And so throughout the years, like I said, gathered all of these crazy stories. So I wanted to tell it from my perspective, but create brand new characters. So Angelica, played by Alicia Minshew, is loosely based on me. All of the crazy experiences that are showcased throughout the series are all things that happened. You know, so people look at them and like, that's a little outrageous and crazy. I'm like, no, it really happened. We had a very cat-obsessed director who was very eccentric, and, you know, he did many things that, you know, he could be in jail for doing now, but at the time we all accepted. So basically that was it. And just throughout the years, accumulating all these stories and just saying, okay, let's just tell them, because I don't think audiences really understand what it's like to work on a soap. And why would they? They watch their stories, but truly we become so close and so dysfunctional in a really good way, because you're just spending hours on end with the same group of people day in, day out. And that's something that not many people, you know, if you shoot a series, you work for 3 months and then, you know, you're off and you're lucky if it comes back. But with the soap, it's just a daily thing. Yep. So many, many things happen when you're working so closely with the same people every day.
I know, just for me, and this is, I guess, a little story about myself that a lot of people don't know, but I loved As the World Turns in particular. Love the story of Lily and Holden. Everybody talks about those super couples. They were mine. And I adored Martha Byrne, who played Lily. And when she left the show, I almost felt devastated, because your favorite actress leaves and you're so attached to these characters because they're playing them from the time that they're teenagers until they're in their 20s, 30s, even 40s. So what is it about soap opera characters?
Oh, I understand, as was I. And she's not only... was Lily just such a great character. Martha was just such an amazing person that when she left, it really kind of left a little void in all of us. And when I first started and the shows were more in their heyday, I really couldn't, you know, there was a group of us that were all pretty much the same age, early 20s, and we'd go out on Friday nights and you'd walk down the streets and never once would they say, hey, Michael Lowry, how are you? It's like, Jake, how are you? Dr. Jake. And there's that sense of familiarity that really doesn't exist in any other genre. You could be a huge Brad Pitt fan, but he's playing a different character every 2-hour period you choose to watch him in something. That's not the case with the soaps. It's not years, it's sometimes decades, and there's just a sense of, I know you, you're in my house every day. And it's something that has never been done before, and I don't think we'll ever see it again, to be honest.